Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been formally declared the winner of his country's disputed presidential election. The announcement came on Monday, a day after the political opposition and the entrenched incumbent both claimed victory in the contest. The National Electoral Council, which is loyal to Maduro's ruling party, handed him a third six-year term as the leader of an economy recovering from collapse and a population desperate for change. Israel's leader is vowing retaliation after a weekend rocket attack killed a dozen children and teens in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Standing near the soccer field where the children died, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel cannot overlook the attack and its response will come. In an unusual move, Hezbollah denied any role in the strike. The group and Israel have been exchanging fire almost daily since October, amid fears the weekend strike will turn that into an all-out war. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for diplomacy. And while Israel has every right to respond to the attack, he says the U.S. is urging restraint. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British police said on Monday two children were stabbed to death at a Taylor Swift-themed event in northwest England, and a 17-year-old male suspect was arrested. He was held on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Nine other children were wounded, six of them critically, and two adults were in critical condition, according to Merseyside Police Chief Serena Kennedy.
We believe that the adults who were injured were bravely trying to protect the children who were being attacked.
The motive for the